This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, the hell with this, dog. I'm just going to hit you. Hit these torpedo bats on me. I'm just going to hit your ass the whole way.
Might have hit Mike Piazza with a torpedo bat.
Hey, you think that's over the top, Lopez? You're the veteran.
Hell no.
You think that's over the top?
Not like, I can guarantee you that he would have.
I'm just saying, if I just say, hey, Raj, man, why I got you on here, man? Come on, man. I don't know if you just been real the whole
think
way.
You would have been more accurate.
Hey, what happened there when you just fired that broken bat at Mike Piazza?
Oh, now that one's a little dicey, but I think he would tell you that he would throw at guys with the torpedo bat.
Yeah, I bet he would. Yeah. See, look, on the YouTube page, Lauren Mack, don't like to get messy yikes. Well, go help him out. Lauren, pop out the show.
She's lying. She's lying. Lauren, I don't know Lauren, but I just get to feel that Lauren Mac is messy.
She likes it messy?
All right.
Hey, John, man, you got to stop being so damn nasty at the end of shit, man.
Everybody interprets it as nasty. I'm just commenting.
Oh, what are we interpreting it as, John?
Well, you brought it up.
Oh, she likes to get messy.
It's turned into a freaky Friday real quick.
Yeah. I'll let y'all handle that.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Now y'all keeping me from my crawfish. You're listening to KLTAM. KLTFM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. I'm about to go get some crawfish, and now the drive is live.
It is live, and Lauren, you're welcome to say how you feel. If you like it messy, that's fine. I'm just telling you, that was John Lopez who put that out there. Shout out to everybody here. Luke Morrow's in the building. As you heard there, Clint Sterner is out. And if you are watching us on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler Milner. Is that Johnny Cash on the shirt, Tyler?
Nah, man, that's a little B.B. King.
Oh, a little B.B. King. Wow, way off.
Live from the Cook County Jail.
And now when you turn to me, I see it. Good God almighty.
The sun in your eyes.
I feel like I need 5 minutes of a break right there to mix up Johnny Cash and B.B. King. I'm just saying the shirt wasn't. I just saw the guitar.
It's a black and white shirt.
And he had it turned. He had it turned. Damn. My apologies.
And now I'll show you these just to get your Friday started for you, Ron. I know you want it. I know you want it.
It's going to show the nipples here. There we go. Clint Sterner is missing the nipples of Tyler Milner. There it is. Oh, he just gave us one nipple. No, he gave us two. Still freshly shaven. I'm telling you, Tyler, you might want to jump. This is now, if you get into the routine right now, your chest needs to be shaved. All right? If you want to keep rolling with if you want to keep rolling with it, and if you let it get away from you for another 2 weeks, that thing is going to be where you try to use that nair.
Yeah.
And you hurt yourself.
Never again.
So I'm just saying, get into the every 2 week period of shaving that chest.
My nipples will never forget nair. Never.
Text line coming through, Ron. If he puts gloves on, you need to take his man card from him.
Yes.
Well, I ain't going to take his man card from him. He seems like a guy that pays his bills and takes care of his business. I mean, I will judge him if he puts those gloves on.
Some love on the text line for the gloves, too. I'll say that.
Where?
Probably Melissa.
I missed it.
281. Well, you know, since they've been wearing contacts, they have to use gloves. So.
That the love you're seeing. Yeah, it ain't Melissa. Melissa, shout out to Melissa, our sixth female listener of the show. Melissa, who listens in. Yes, Lauren Mack has passed her up. So that is the case here. But no, man, having a good time. Roger Clemens, he'll be with us and in the 4 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that with us. And, hey, get on out here. Crawfish Circuit, this is week two. We're here at Spectators here in Sugar Land. Come on out here. We're here near the water and out on the patio, and it's a good time to be had. You will be there. You go. Yeah, you don't have to do it in silence. You can make noise. There you go. We're having a good time. You
can
win.
It's Fiesta Friday.
It is Fiesta Friday. Ooh. $4 bottles of Mexican beer. They got $5 margaritas, and the bugs are here. I need to see bugs. I saw somebody order some bugs inside, but get on out here, get you some of that crawfish, and enjoy yourself here. I love this spot. My kids will be here in a little bit. I love this spot. We go to the one, and they've got three locations. We go to the one in Riverstone a lot, but they've got one in Richmond. They've got one here in Sugar Land and one in Riverstone. A great spot, good spot for the kids. My kids always get the pizza and the wings. It's a good the burgers are fantastic, so you'll enjoy yourself here as Spectators. So make your way on out here. Hang out. Get a chance to win. We're hooking somebody up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor each and every hour. All you got to do is put your name in our little raffle. It's not a box. Like, what would you call this? A raffle roller? Yeah, our little raffle thingamajig. Yeah, you can put your name in there and win gift cards here. All right, Luke, the big news of the day, and those of you on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. There it is. I know you got it. Your son, too. Why are they on the top of that? Anyway, let me get off. let me stop.
The Texas Hammers.
When they're on the top of that damn 12-wheeler, I'm just like, what's going on with the two of them?
Living life risky.
Ain't nobody going to mistake that for Jim Adler's kid. That is
unless
Jim
they hear
kid.
The voice.
Yeah, unless they hear the voice. But the big news of the day, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, is Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie signs a new deal. 3-year extension to his current deal, his rookie deal, $39 million, but 29+ guaranteed. Luke, before we get into, because you know I got some questions and some thoughts to make you think and get your thoughts out, but your thoughts overall on the deal there and them going ahead and securing Jalen Petrie for the future.
Yeah, I think there's more layers to it. Questions, like you said, thoughts, but just. Baseline off the top of my head, I do like the deal. When I saw it come down, I was pleased. I don't think it's too much. I know there's a lot being made that he's the highest paid nickel. Doesn't really matter to me. The next contract's always the highest paid. Plus, there's a guy, the 49ers gave a cornerback a bigger deal this offseason who plays the majority of the snaps in nickel. So I don't know how accurate that.
But the highest paid, I mean, it's $29 million guaranteed. That's not. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not when you say CJ Stroud's the highest paid quarterback in the league next year, that's going to mean what 25% of your or 20% of your salary cap. This here is something very doable, especially when CJ's making $9-10 million.
It is. So I like the deal. I like that they did it now. You know, you can look down the road for a team like the Cowboys that always get in trouble for waiting too long. I'm glad that the Texans took care of this when they did now instead of waiting till he actually hit the market or his price went up. So I like the contract. I like it for both sides. He gets paid enough, but I don't think it's some sort of overpay that keeps you from doing things down the road. And then really helps, I wouldn't say shore up because it's just bringing back these pieces, but it helps this secondary stay united and what could be really good. You get some of these guys locked up there. I like his versatility in that defense. I like what D'Amico Ryan's and they've been able to do with him. So the quick, easy answer is that, yeah, I like the deal. It's not too much money, and you keep a guy that I think fits this defense well and can, you know, make some good plays for you next year and beyond.
Yeah, and he's the guy that they want, right? He's the guy that fits their culture and fits exactly what it is they're looking for. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. So this is where I want to take it. I see some people texting in their thoughts of it, and I think most people are ones that like the deal and like the contract. He's a Houston kid, Stafford High School, and went to Baylor. He's that dude. I want to start here with it. and the people you can address this 713-572-4610. Do you think Jalen Petrie's great, and when I don't think they're good, I think they're great. His great intangibles, the leadership, the fitting of the, and I can't say it, Tyler, I can't. So can you say it for me? I can't
what
say
do you
it.
Need,
the,
what do you need help with?
The mantra that they want to use with the Texans. He's the swarm, the swarmy. I can't say it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that ish. No.
I can't say it.
I cannot bring myself to say that corny ass word.
He's got that swarm, okay, yeah. You know, the swarm.
He's
that,
so swarmy.
Thank you. You said it. He's got all of that swarmy thing down, everything that they're about. He's got all of that. He has great intangibles. I think he's a smart player. I think he's a player that finds himself around the ball a lot. He makes plays. He's got playmaker there. And all the off-the-field stuff. But do you think his intangibles are good enough to outweigh his clear flaw? And his clear flaw is when he gets stuck in coverage, and I know the popular thing is to say, all right, when he gets stuck in coverage one-on-one with Davante Adams, the one where he got smoked against the Jets, that's not it. It's not just that. Like, there are a lot of receivers around the league that we've seen potentially give him problems in coverage. That is clearly his weak point of his game. But do you get the sense that those intangibles, how great they are, outweigh that clear flaw?
It's an interesting question. I think in general, that's the stuff that's harder to teach is the intangibles.
Yeah,
I think you would always sign up to take a guy who checks those boxes with the hope and maybe the arrogance as a coach that you can then coach him up and increase or build on those weaknesses. But you can't necessarily teach all the other stuff. And even with this contract, I think that leadership role can become even greater, or just that being a good guy, good locker room culture guy can even increase. So to answer your question, I think yes, because I think you can try to build up that other stuff. Try to improve on the coverage or maybe give him more help in the scheme, especially being that nickel corner. For me personally, it's a lesser of a concern than if it's, you know, the other guys, of course. So I would say yes to answer the question. I think he needs to, you know, there's a couple other things I also would like to see him improve upon on the field. But I think that other stuff is you always give a guy, a good coworker that may not be the best at their job, more opportunities because what they bring to the table just culture-wise. And I think that stuff always outweighs any sort of negative in performance that you hope you can improve upon.
I think, Luke, that means a lot more to this organization than maybe others. Like, I think D'Amico, and by way of D'Amico with Nick and how they do things, I think they take that very serious. Mm-hmm. Right, they've moved on from Laremy Tunsil. They won't say it, but I believe partly because of that fit and culture thing. They love Will Anderson. I think a lot because of that fit culture thing. Derek Stingley, they love because that fit. So I do think it means more to them. Like, the reason why I bring that up is because, hey, man, Tim Tebow fit all of that. Tim Tebow was, I mean, fantastic off the field. And again, I'm not saying Jalen Petrie is Tim Tebow, but I'm saying he fit all of that. All the intangibles, the leadership stuff, all of that stuff. Tim Tebow hit it. He couldn't throw a football, mm-hmm, like, well enough in the NFL to play, so that stuff didn't outweigh it. Didn't outweigh his talent. I am inclined to agree with you. I think what we watched last year is they didn't put him in as many situations where his clear flaw was something that they paid for or something that he paid for. And I do think when you look at what this organization is about, I think this is why this makes sense and works. I do think the coverage thing is a clear flaw. And I do think we are going to see a situation where teams try to get him in those situations and in a position where they can kind of get the Texans on that flaw. But I do think it weighs out. I do think it is important, and I have no issue with the Texans making this deal.
Yeah, me either. And I think the talent is still good enough. I mean, to the Tim Tebow point, he probably got more opportunities than, say, like a Ryan Leaf, right? Or somebody like that, who Akili Smith, who maybe wasn't as well-liked.
Well, I didn't know we were going to get Akili Smith on the show today. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Right. I got an axe to grind with Akili Smith. I think the good is still good enough, or let me rephrase that. The floor is high enough that it's not the pendulum doesn't swing too far in one direction over the other. That it's a good combination of what he can provide on the field. I like his versatility. They did use him to try to, you know, blitz pretty frequently at times last year, and then what he brings off the field is of high value as well. So when you put it together, the combination is much higher than that great culture guy who just can't throw a football. So I like the signing. I like to keep that unity in the defensive backfield. It's almost like what we've talked about with the offensive line, where you're trying to find the best unit to all be on the same page. I like the fluidity in the defensive backfield, where you have that familiarity, and these guys, for the most part, can work on the same page and have that communication, so you don't have any sort of those defensive breakdowns. I always prefer having the continuity is the word I'm looking for that part of the field. So, no, everything about it's not – they didn't break the bank for him. So I'm happy to bring him back. I like the deal. I like what he brings to the table, and I was happy to see it get done today.
Yeah, shout out to Daylon Petrie. One, get the bag, man. Get your money. Get paid. I love that for him. What the hell's your issue with Akili Smith? Who has – I've never heard anybody – have you – Aaron has watched sports – well, Aaron has watched sports his whole life. Many people, I have never heard anyone have an axe to grind with Kabisa Akili Smith out of San Diego. What is your axe to grind with? He ruined his career. I mean, he just wasn't good enough.
I'm sure he's a great guy. He was supposed to come on my show one time. I texted him to come on the show. He stood me up.
Oh, what a jerk.
No, but wait, hold on. Wait a minute. There's more to the story. Stood me up. Producer was calling.
He must have known it's Fiesta Friday here, didn't it? That's probably what it was.
That's right. So I texted him and asked him, like, hey, you still good to go? He responded to me 2 weeks later. He responded to the text as if I had just sent it, and he said, yeah, I'm good to go. He sent me the text 2 weeks later.
You're sitting there stalling, and you got nothing from him.
Nothing. He blew me off, and then it was also the fact that I'd rather you just blow me off completely. Don't text me 2 weeks later like it just happened, right? You can't wish somebody a happy birthday 2 weeks later. Like, it's better to not wish them a happy birthday at all than it is to send them a text 2 weeks later wishing them a happy birthday.
I get that, man. Yeah. To hell with Akili Smith.
That's right.
He's not good probably enough. He's not good enough to blow anybody off.
Oh, I was doing him a
it's
favor.
It's like my issues with Ian Rappaport. Tyler knows that well.
Yeah, that was kind of a jerk move on old Ian's part, too.
Ian didn't have to yell at me like that.
Yelled at you?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport yelled at me and
raised his voice to run the show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet, right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And maybe it's just me, but he yelled at me. I tried to hit him up one time just to kind of talk to him about some potential free agent stuff with the Texans. Yeah. I said, hey, you think you can come on, man? I do afternoons here. You think you can come on? And he just said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then he hung up on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I wish George Schultz would have whooped his ass.
He was a lot bigger than he was.
Wish he would have
towered over his little ass.
When I saw him at the Super Bowl, I thought to myself, hey, man, you remember that time you cussed me out and yelled at me? I had a cuss word today. You remember that time you cussed me out and yelled at me? Hey, look here, man. Don't ever in your life do that again. Check this phone number out. Save it in your. When I call you, you give me some respect, Ian.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I was going
to
say, it's a working more with you. I find this growing list of these
big-time
media members that are in your crosshairs.
I mean this.
I got your back, bro, but
you're the
common denominator here.
And I hope he hears this. I hope Jim Nantz sprains his ankle somewhere at Augusta this weekend. I hope in the middle
do
of
a Tony
call,
Finau.
Maybe he is walking to where his broadcast booth is, and I hope Jim Nantz sprains an ankle.
You just
I don't want
shut
him
up
to,
and let me do my like job.
And yes, I mean a high ankle sprain. I'm talking 6 weeks. I hope it's a real injury.
A Nico Collins special.
How much did you love seeing him be the pride of Houston alumni all weekend?
Because I just don't believe him. I don't believe it's real. I don't. I don't.
The showman.
I think when they lost that game on Monday night, he went on about his life.
Hopped on his private jet.
Yeah, hopped on his private jet, ate a pimento cheese sandwich and just rolled on with it.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.